Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash.
Oh, hello. Fuck. Surprise. Tom. Oh my god, I swore already.
Yeah.
And me, Craig. Yeah, we've already... Well, to be fair, we do put explicit on there, so we might as well get that out of the way early. Yeah.
Well, I thought that's fair enough, and I've always said like it should be an explicit podcast because it doesn't make any difference either.
You were very adamant about that from the beginning.
Yeah, because... We did.
That was his only input in our first ever meeting. He went, it has to be fucking filthy.
But other people spend a lot of time editing and beeping out swear words in their podcasts, and I always think, what's the point?
What's the fucking point, if anything?
But then I thought this week, at least I'm going to tone it back. I'm just going to reel it back in, because I do notice I swear quite a lot more than anybody else.
You do, actually.
Yeah. And you were big on that from the beginning. And there were four of us originally. There was racist Dave as well.
So we thought, that's one step too far, Dave. He hated whites, didn't he? He absolutely couldn't stand us. Couldn't stand us.
Oh, well, that lasted 1 second. Brilliant. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, we've already managed to talk for a minute and a half about nothing but anything to do with football or fantasy football. So, yeah, it's pretty much spot on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Solid. But, yeah, so we are into December as we record this. It's the 1st of December. So the fantasy
Advent.
Title race is really starting to hot up. What was that, Thomas?
So I said happy Advent.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. I expected it back, to be honest, but no.
All our bloody Ladvent round here, mate.
Eee.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Is Advent a thing?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I've got a Milky Bar advent calendar.
Have you got a white chocolate one?
I prefer white chocolate, mate.
Me too. Oh, I wish I'd found one of them.
I've got
a Marvel Comics one.
Really nice. I had my little segment before I come out, a little bit of chocolate. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm glad we've covered advent.
Yep.
So that's that done.
That was racist Dave's favourite chocolate as well, white chocolate.
Ironically, yeah, he loved it.
He couldn't
stand us, but loved that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, so December is here, as we know, it's a big football month. And your fantasy football kind of gets all a bit complicated, doesn't it? Because Christmas comes up, double game weeks might start coming in, injuries rock up. And this week, football-wise, I don't know about you boys, but I thought it was one of the best match of the days we've had of the season.
Very good. It was very good, yeah. Exciting week. Big scoring week, fantasy football-wise, and otherwise as well, wasn't it?
As in actual
goals in the bloody nettings.
Oh,
goals going in the net.
Yeah, we'll quickly run through the scores and all the talking points from all those games and what they meant in terms of FPL, our teams, your teams, anyone else's teams. First game up, Villa 2, Watford 3. Again, a blinding game already. And we actually mentioned, we talked about Igalo Deeney, and we've all kind of said Troy Deeney last week, he had 3 and 4. He's now got 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. He's proving pretty good value already, Deeney. Contemplating him, Ash?
I still think Igalo's the way to go.
Yeah, I think so. I had him in my secret team.
Yeah.
As captain, he smashed it.
Yeah, although I noticed as well where Villa are in the table is not pleasant. Aren't they on 5 points?
Yeah. I don't think... it was match of the day that made me realise how low... I knew they were at the bottom, but I didn't know they were on 5 points.
No, I didn't.
Do you know what? I didn't know that. That's if that's true, that's absolutely mental.
We're not making it up.
Yeah. No. Could be. Aren't the second place team, I think, are on second to bottom, are on 10, aren't they? Both on 10?
It's already a gap.
Double.
I don't remember a team being on that lower points at this point of the season, even that derby season.
No, I think they ended on 7 points, didn't they? Something mental.
Did they?
Something ridiculous, like it was the lowest
14
ever.
14 games, yeah. That's crazy.
And they were getting hammered like 4 or 5 nil every game. But
so are Villa done? Do they go? Is that it? They're relegated?
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's definitely not looking good.
Yeah.
It's early days, however you look at it, isn't it? Let's be honest, guys.
Because a lot of people have Micah Richards in their kind of open lineups, didn't they?
I think he's still not a bad player to have.
No, I think
he scored at the weekend, didn't he?
He did get a goal, yeah. It's just they're never going to keep a clean sheet.
No, that's the problem, yeah.
And that is the problem. What have they got? What's their thing? They haven't got anything, have they? It doesn't seem to be... Like, you couldn't at least say, like, Bournemouth. At least you can say, oh, they look quite good on the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Wilson came back, they'd be a good side. But Villa, it's like, I don't know.
Well, and they don't even have that, oh, yeah, but they look kind of, you know, really gritty and steely.
Yeah.
The other team will come on to then Sunderland beating Stoke 2-0.
Yeah.
You know, that's a team that under you know, your old favourite, Ash, Allardyce.
Brilliant,
Aladici. He, 2 clean sheets in 2 weeks, to be fair. Crystal Palace, Stoke, they're good results.
Turned around, didn't he, over there?
Unfortunately, I mean, super good.
Super good.
Yeah, super pleased. They're doing well.
He's done what you'd have predicted, though, isn't he? He's just gone up there. He's playing pretty unspectacular, boring stuff that will keep them safe. And Sunderland fans will be happy with that for now, surely.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I said it before when he went there. I was like, I'd rather, if I was a Sunderland fan, I'd rather go down than have to sit and watch that dross. But, like, if you don't want to get relegated, which most people, to be fair, don't, because, I mean, you do run the risk of your whole club imploding in on itself.
Yeah.
And having said what good players you like few good players you've got left. So if you don't want that to happen, then yeah, fair enough.
But I doubt anyone's got any Sunderland players, have they, in their FPL side?
I think I probably started off with a bench full of them, mate, back in the day. No, I don't think I have. I don't think there's any.
I had Defoe in last season for a little bit because I just thought he was a cheap third striker. But that's such a difficult spot to fill now, the likes of Igalo, even Deeney,
well,
and all that.
They're still so cheap, aren't they? Yeah.
And they're all scoring so well, so it's difficult. Stoke-wise, I actually thought Glenn Johnson was a good pick for a while because he's been playing very well. He's been getting a lot of points, and they've been getting points. But Sunderland somehow gave them a doing. Other games...
Oh, sorry mate. Sunderland have just got nobody you could pick.
They've just got no players anymore.
No, their highest scoring player is their goalkeeper.
I was about to say, Pantelimon gets bonus points constantly for saving them.
Because he's pulling out 20 saves a game or whatever, yeah.
Defoe is their third highest scorer, fourth highest scoring. What's he scored, two goals this season or something? Mm.
But yeah, when you compare him to other strikers at bottom 10 clubs, he's just not worth having, is he?
No.
The game of the week probably was the Bournemouth-Everton game, 3-3. I don't know if you saw that or the highlights of it.
But I did see the highlights, but I was closely watching it. And my problem is, that I was counting my chickens a little bit too soon regarding Everton players. As in, at one point, I had a lot of sixes there. And then they conceded. Then they kept conceding and conceding. And Stones went from 7 points to 1 point in 10 minutes. Yeah. And I was already counting up my points, you know.
But then if you had Lukaku,
Barkley, I had both of them.
Ash pointed out last week, Delafeu, then he scored some points. I don't think, I quite like a team that, remember Newcastle under Keegan, they'd win games 4-3 or lose 4-3.
Yeah.
From an FPL point of view, I'm all for that. If teams win 3-2 or draw 3-3, I don't just, you know, if you avoid defenders, that's still quite exciting.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, no, definitely. Just sat there watching final score, watching it come in. It was unreal. Yeah.
I thought you'd be a teletext kind of guy.
I tried teletext. I don't even think it's a thing anymore.
Does it still exist?
I don't know.
303 was the BBC one, wasn't it?
Was it 888? That was your subtitles.
Yeah.
When you're watching Neighbours.
And 303 for the football and 120, I think, the football on ITV.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, when I used to work in a pub, we had it constantly on, the old teletext.
That is a crazy pub, that.
Oh, mental pub. Mental pub. Absolutely. Oh, nuts. Nutters.
What was the thing you do? What was the thing? One of the numbers was some sort of quiz, wasn't it?
They did the quiz. Bamboozle, wasn't it?
That's it.
Yes, Bamboozle. Yeah. Press Bamboozle. Reveal and it would give you the answers.
Everyone in the pub would just crowd round, have a gin and tonic and go mental on Bamboozle. Yeah.
I think we should quit the podcast. Just have a Bamboozle podcast.
Yeah, maybe Bamboozle.
Big old Bamboozle community.
Yeah.
I think there must be a teletext-based podcast out there somewhere. If not...
A teletext-based podcast?
That's a niche
podcast. Or teletext-themed?
Themed.
Oh, a teletext-based podcast would be so much better.
Yeah, where you just read out numbers, they go... 184 on channel 5. Go, hang on. That is the TV guide. Correct.
No, where it's teletext based. So you can, on iTunes, you can attach images to your podcast. So it's just an hour of silence. And every 30 seconds, a different image appears. And you can scroll through it. And it's the podcast.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a fair few people in my friends and family who would rather listen to that than this.
Yeah, my missus would be one of them as well, to be fair. Yeah.
Anyway, so Bournemouth-Everton, a high-scoring week. So if you had some of those players, no doubt they upped your score. Palace gave Newcastle an absolute battering, 5-1, and raised the question again of which Palace wingers to have and when, because Bolasie scored well, Zaha scored well, Puncheon didn't, but I always tend to pick them wrong. They're very inconsistent. But they're the players that can win you these leagues. Like Bolasie, I brought in last year and he scored a hat-trick at Sunderland and then he disappears for 3-4 weeks. So it's another one of those. Really.
I thought you were going to say it raises the question, when is McLaren out of there? That is what
there's
I
that
thought you were going
to
as
say. Well, to be fair, because
that was doing the rounds on Twitter, McLaren out, hashtag yeah. McLaren out. That was interesting, yeah.
But there was talk of Harry Redknapp replacing
him. I heard that start of the week, yeah.
That'd be a good move.
Yeah, you never know if you believe opinion. In sources, but yeah, it was all over Twitter, Harry Redknapp linked to a move to Newcastle. That'd be massive, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd fit right in with that mob, wouldn't he, old Harry? Yeah. The fucking Cockney Mafia.
Fans would love it.
They'd love that.
It'd be a good move for Newcastle, I think, but Harry Redknapp doesn't fancy living in the North East. He's got a very cushy life.
Mm.
I don't think he'd fancy it at all, but it would be a good move.
You said
but
that in sort of like a... He's got a very cushy life, if you know what I mean. He's into some shit up in down south.
He's not like he's not one of the craze.
No,
that's what I was insinuating. But do you think McLaren will go, Ash?
I really don't know, because I'm not sure if he's like, isn't he part of the board now? Doesn't he like, isn't he like co-owner and they've all signed some sort of board agreement? Does he have to fire himself? I don't know. And when do they, how many seasons does this go on for before they say, oh, it's not the manager, it's that we're like useless?
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true. Like, you can't just keep sacking managers constantly thinking it'll change, but we'll change nothing, but we'll just keep changing the manager.
Yeah, and the only manager they did have that was good, like Pardew's a good manager, he's shown it at Palace, isn't he? And then they want to get rid of him because he's not, I don't know, what, Newcastle enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, I really don't know. It's mental.
If not being Newcastle enough is a crime, then call me guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm okay with that. Elsewhere, we had Leicester 1, Man United 1. Leicester, Jamie Vardy, obviously, broke the record.
Did it again.
He is now the all-time... I like the fact that it's not Ruud van Nistelrooy, it's just some bloke who likes WKD Blues. and it's Jamie Vardy, but the whole world has him. I saw that collective. I watched that in a pub, and I saw a collective like, yeah, and then a lot of people realising that everyone else in the room had them in their FBL team.
Yeah.
Totally irrelevant.
Everyone does, don't they? Yeah. Simple as that.
It's funny, I do like it occasionally when you go out or you're in the train or something and you can see people checking their FPL.
Mm.
Happens quite a lot, especially when, say, like, I was out the night, Aguero scored those 5 goals. You could see people talking about it everywhere, but it was not in the context of the game. It was all like, you'd go past people and they'd be like, you got Aguero captain. Yeah, yeah, mate.
You listen to the gaffer tapes. Do you write your pin number on your dick? You know that shit? I love it, man, love it.
We daydream of that day we hear someone talking about, and we, oh, did you just say the gaffer tapes? And they'll be like, no. Oh, no, as you were. No, don't worry about it.
I told you that I was at a gig once and I was chatting to a comedian that I knew, and there was another comedian who I didn't know, and we were talking about the gaffer tapes because me and him listen. We both listen. I'm a big fan. He listens.
Love that Tom guy.
And one of them come over and went, oh, you talking about the gaffer tapes? I'd never met him. The other guy had never met him, and he's chatting away, and he listened. I went, yeah, I'm from the gaffer tapes. He went, no. I went, yeah, it's me. He went, oh my god.
You're Manahon.
He went, you're my favourite, Tom. I went, that Craig's a bit of a twat. And Ash doesn't know much, but you're the humour, aren't you? And I went, alright, mate, don't have a go at them, they're mates. And that was it. So. But yeah, that's
up there with your Lee Sharp anecdote.
No, it's not as good. I don't want you to put that up there with that, because that's still the number one anecdote of the podcast yet. Closely followed by Manahon.
In big company.
Yeah.
Spurs, Chelsea, elsewhere, had a very boring 0-0 draw. We're going to talk about Chelsea in depth a little bit, or certain questions we've had about them later on. West Ham dropped points again, Ash, at home to West Brom. Good result or not? Are we happy with a draw? No.
Oh, it was pretty dire. It was all right for the first part because it was on TV, wasn't it? And I didn't even realize somehow. And then and it was quite good. And then they scored the scabbiest deflected goal. So it was a bit depressing. But we didn't really. There wasn't really much to it. It wasn't very exciting. It was a bit like a Tottenham game, really. A bit of an anticlimax. The side's got a bit stale, but I suppose without Payet, there's not much you can do about it.
That's it. Is he that big a loss? Does he genuinely affect your kind of your run that much?
Yeah, because he's well good, isn't he? He's like other players, like Sacco's super good. but you could replace him. Like some of the other people could step in, but he's not got that thing where he's like the ultra creative person. You can't just put someone else in. Like, you could maybe replace Vardy when you'd be doing well.
Mm.
So somebody can score the goals. He's not like, he's just super efficient, isn't he?
Whereas
a Payet, there's no one you can't just be like, oh, cool. Have you run in the team, like be suddenly world class. Mm. Yeah.
And who from an FPL point of view is sitting in his role now as such, if anyone?
Yeah, Lanzini's pretty good. Like, he's good and he's quite cheap as well.
Yeah.
So
is he now guaranteed 90 minutes with Payet out, really?
I think him, no one's really, the problem is they're so, all of them are so injury prone that you just can't rely on anybody to get the whole 90 minutes. Plus, they've got really bad, they all get sent off every game as well.
All of them.
All of them.
Every bloody one of them.
So, and then from one injury prone team to another is Arsenal, Tom. Mm.
Oh, mate. Another,
two more drop points.
We're cocking it up. Big time. Yeah,
I know. Yeah. You're really upset. You look.
I'm really upset. Yeah, I was fucking crushed when I watched that.
Was it the, did somebody retweet that stat about the injuries? Wasn't it like, Arsenal have got 4 points in November and 6 injuries?
Yeah.
They've got more injuries than they have points.
Probably, yeah.
The injury record at Arsenal is obscene.
It's ridiculous. If you actually look, if you go on, just even looking at it on the FPL thing, the amount of players is unreal.
If that was Quick Fit, and they were like, after stuff, just keep getting injured, something... You wouldn't just go, yeah, they've just changed nothing, it'll be fine. There's a problem. They need an inquiry.
There is a problem, yeah.
Currently,
something's wrong.
According to FPL, currently they've got injured Sanchez,
yeah.
Koscielny, Cazola, Walcott, Coquelin, Gibbs,
Ramsey,
Arteta, Welbeck, Wilshere. Oh my God.
Rambo. He's injured, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
No, he played last game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, no, he's back. Yeah.
That is a long injury list, though. It's good. Massive. You could
That's
make
quite a good team. Yeah, well, good.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, well, they had the start in 11, an 11 you could have of Arsenal players that are injured. I saw the other day, and it's an amazing fucking team.
Yeah,
you know that's I don't want that to always be an excuse as an Arsenal fan and go, yeah, we've got injuries. You know what I mean? Because I saw a lot of them doing that with when we drew with Spurs, going, yeah, but we've got injuries. But you know, I mean. That's by the by, but it is fucking true. You've got to be able to say, look, you know, we have got some of our best players injured. Now the fact that Sanchez is out, you know, it's only half decent. The fact that Ozil's playing so well, you know,
he's
for me, FPL wise, that was my straight thing, just straight swap this week. I did it on Monday.
Yeah,
Sanchez, Ozil, Bing.
Ozil was my first FPL name also on the team sheet. Him and Vardy at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
He's banking points ever, isn't he? Just get yourself down to Nando's Islington. They're probably all in there.
Probably, yeah. Just having a bloody good laugh.
Yeah, probably.
With their battered metatarsals.
And last game of the week there was Liverpool beat Swansea 1-0. And Swansea, Gary Monk came out and said that they're not in a relegation battle. I think Mr. Monk needs a bit of a wake-up call because for me, Swansea are in a relegation battle. But yeah, so Liverpool get another win. And so we did say that they might be... they might be possible for that fourth spot. And they do seem to be getting closer. And did they overtake West Ham, Ash? I can't remember now, actually. That win?
I don't know if I looked at the league, actually. I think they did.
Now... it was actually Milner got the goal from the penalty spot.
It was a penalty.
So another player who's picked an FPL percentage quite high at the beginning of the season, but hasn't really had a great start to his Liverpool career. And Coutinho's been getting all the midfield goals. But Milner is the penalty taker in Henderson's absence.
Yeah, I had him. I had him first very start of the season. Milner, yeah. Who was the first player I got rid of as well? Actually, to be fair,
I was about to say it's a good question. That first week, who was that first player you thought, right, this is going to be it for the season? I'm going to get him, because mine, embarrassingly, was Adam Lallana. I was like, Lallana, good season. I reckon he's going to start well. And then you just don't tell anyone. You forgot him and hide it away.
Yeah,
he was mine, Lallana.
Oh no, tell a lie. Mine was Balotelli, if you remember, because I lost the pre-season quiz and I had to have Balotelli in my team for 2 weeks. To be fair, I don't know why I'm not putting the fact down that I'm doing shit to that.
God, come on.
Oh, that's why, isn't it? That's why, that's why I'm not 233rd, because of fucking Balotelli first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No. Did you have any howlers in the first week, Ash?
I can't really think of anybody.
Probably not.
I still...
Wanker.
Yeah. Twat.
Because my... I actually started not too bad because I had the... I went three strikers up front who were all the same value. I had a sort of quite a good theme to my team start with. I had Drew,
bloody communist,
Benteke, and Pella, who were all around 8 million starting. Yeah. It worked out quite well. But I mean, nothing super exciting though. Right. Brilliant.
Well, the biggest mistake of my week, certainly, I think a few people joined me on Twitter, was dropping Kevin De Bruyne, KDB.
You said that on the pod last week, didn't you?
Well, I'd had enough because he cost so much. I thought, you know what? I need to try and make room. And I was actually making a bit of space for Aguero, or the option of Aguero, if I wanted him next week. And obviously he gets injured. De Bruyne pops up with a big points week. I think ends on 13 or 14 points. And I'm
16.
That means 16. So in the Barkley era and the De Bruyne era, the last 2 weeks, it's cost me 35 points.
Yeah, because had Barkley bench and then De Bruyne gone. Who did you get rid of De Bruyne for?
I got rid of De Bruyne and I brought in... it was to play Mane one more week and I brought in Firmino from Liverpool.
Oh, okay. So he didn't score much, did he?
No, he did nothing. But I was like I say, I was making some room for Aguero, which now I don't need to do. And we're going to get onto that in part two, actually. People have asked us a lot of questions about Aguero, a lot of questions about midfielders with the injuries, and we are going to come on to all of them. But before we go on to the league then, in our weeks then, did you have a good week, Ash? Did you have De Bruyne still?
Yeah, I kept De Bruyne. I got rid of Sanchez, Alexis Sanchez, and one of my strikers. Oh, Pella, because he was injured. So I got rid of Sanchez and Pella. And then brought in Ozil, who's quite a lot cheaper than Sanchez, which I should have done ages ago. And Aguero, who annoyingly I then made captain and only got 2 points.
That's the only slip up, really.
Yeah, it's quite. My captain choices have been bad, apart from the one time I picked Aguero. That's one thing this season has been a disaster. I haven't had a captain score more than 6 points all season. It's a disaster. But
I tend to I tend to get an all right. Like, I had Lukaku as captain. I think if your captain gets one goal, you can't be too unhappy.
Yeah.
But it's about getting it perfect. Like, the guy who gets 14 points or 13 points to double rather than 6 or 7. But yeah. I haven't managed to nail that yet.
I did notice. That'd be interesting. I meant to look up the stats. De Bruyne was doing really well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But then he stopped doing well about the same time Aguero got injured, you know. Mm. Aguero comes straight back and then De Bruyne scores and sets up two.
Yeah, no, they could be having someone ahead of him to actually set up and assist, because there hasn't been a prolific goal scorer at City, really. You know, it's not like Bonny's filled the mould or the young lad in Eccio, so...
Yeah.
So maybe they're the same person.
Yeah,
so... No. Let's not start this conspiracy nonsense. We got carried away last week.
But so if Aguero is back, I know he's a doubt at the minute, but that could be maybe keeping De Bruyne's not the worst idea.
Yeah. I'd feel embarrassed having to go back to Kevin and ask him to come back.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd have you. I think he'd say, fuck you. You don't know, don't it always seem to go because you don't know what you got till it's gone? I think he'd probably sing that.
I think he's already burnt the photos of us and all the things that I gave him. I think that's probably happened.
What did you give him? Did you write him one of your songs?
A few little keepsake. He's someone who's probably burnt it with incense and playing Savage Garden during the week.
You, Craig, it'd be like 200 Toblerones.
Yeah.
200. Well, the numbers bit is you. No, you're counting. But yeah, so we'll have a quick look at the league table before we go on to our league positions and reveal the November manager of the month. So the league, in 10th place, it is Johnny McLaren with No Worry Beef Curry.
That's my favourite name.
Every time it gets him. 9th place is Alex Robertson, expected to lose. He's on 806 points. Peaky Fucking Blinders with Christopher Klein in 8th. Joint 6th is Justin Bannon and Jez King.
Yeah, it's this Jez King, is he a new addition to the top 10?
Came out of nowhere. His team's called Mum's Tennis Friends.
Yeah, I like that. Mum's Tennis Friends.
They're on 813 points. In 5th place, another one, new one, Richard Kusmala, the Kusmala 11. Very vain to name it after himself, isn't it?
Yeah, massively.
Also reminded me of Kamala. That was a wrestler in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. He wrestled The Undertaker at WrestleMania 5, I think.
He only had a stat. Pretty bad week as well. He only got 98 points.
I know, I was about to say 98 points.
Mad. That's how he's got in the top 10, isn't it?
He features in a minute. 4th place is Wright and Debushi, which sounds filthy, I don't know why. Sam Porter, 826 points. Pinky and De Bruyne in 3rd place, 828 points. Sushant Gargi is one of our regular listeners who tweets us. And obviously the Mjeldai continue at the top. But Sushant Garg is only 6 points behind Gare Mjelda, Isle of Nabumbu, in 2nd. But on a whopping 910 points for the season is our man John Mjelda, Lady Norwich. 910, Ash, that's strong, right?
Yeah, he's 140 points ahead of me. Shit.
He's going to break 1,000 in 2 weeks.
He might do it in one week. Yeah, yeah,
potentially.
If he wants to keep up that kind of form, surely he's looking to do that. What kind of score, Ash, when you're that high up in the top of the league and in the world and stuff, what kind of score is a good week then? Because you can't just be looking at the average then. You need to be scoring 80s and 90s, right?
I don't think so, no, because it doesn't really work like that, because a lot of times it'll be everybody gets 30. I think you really need to be looking at like 15 or 20 points ahead of the average, whatever right. that is, because it could be a low scoring week. But I mean, if you ever hit the average, it's a disaster. Because so many people can fly ahead of you.
Well, that's a good scale then, because the average this week was 51 points. He scored 72 points, so 20 above, and he managed to maintain his 12th place in the world.
Yeah.
So that does ring true then, about right.
Talking of maintaining, should we go through where we are? Because
go for it.
Me, last week I ended the week 233rd, and this week I am 233rd. I did not move. That is the first time in a league of nearly 600 teams, everyone's fucking moving. I didn't move. Right, Saturday, by the end of Saturday, I was doing really well. Granted, I would have done better if Stones hadn't fucked it up at the end. That really annoyed me for all Saturday night. I was furious. But I got up to like 208, and then mid-Sunday was so shit that I went back down to exactly where I was. I had a 59-point week, which is pretty much the same. Us guys, I had a 59-point week. Craig, you had a 60-point week.
Yeah.
You went down 175th.
I know. Brutal.
Yeah, you went down a few places. Ash, you're 31st. Did you go up or down? I can't remember. You were 35th.
No,
oh,
did you go down? 25th.
Yeah. 25, yeah.
And you had a 61-point week. So I had 59, Craig 60, you 61. So all very, very close.
Yeah.
But I literally didn't move. That's never happened before. I don't really know how I feel about that. You know, I guess it's better to not move down, but, you know.
Your other team go up 100 places?
Oh, my other team, I was going to get to that, yeah. My other team went up 100 places.
Oh my god.
84-point week I had. It's because I captained Ighalo.
Nice.
I had De Bruyne, I had Ozil, I had Alderweireld at the back. And also, while we're on the secret team, we did have two correct guesses this week. Well, no, sorry, we had, I said previously that we had an original correct guess at what my team was, and that was actually from Jack Saunders. I never mentioned it was Jack Saunders months ago. Literally about 3 weeks after I'd done it, I was really gutted that he got it straight away. I tweeted too much of the team, and then FPL Kegger, is it?
Yeah,
Kegger, the guy. He guessed it as well yesterday or the day before. And I can reveal, yeah, that I'm in 383rd, and the team are the Hot Nipple Piggies. That's the Hot...
I've seen them!
Have you seen them? That's me!
Yeah!
That's me! The Hot Nipple Piggies.
So who got it right, then? Who are the two people who got it right?
Jack Saunders and FPL Kegger. Kegger 99.
So he chose... Turns out that keggers can be choosers.
Oh! Yes, please! And he's going to be choosing a bloody Toblerone that's going to be winging its way to him. Unless he lives in like Kenya or something.
Well, a lot of our listeners
do.
Kenya, Japan, Australia. Very difficult to get Toblerones to out there. So
correct.
Just buy the Toblerone yourself.
And we'll reimburse you.
Yeah, we'll
give us your bank details.
In a charity jar or something. Yeah. But yeah. But before we go to the break before part two, it's also obviously November's been and gone, as Tom said. Happy Advent. So we have had a manager of the month. And remember, you get three manager of the months to get a Toblerone. Basically, we've created it so it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
But
got a whole Toblerone-based economy.
And the fact that we don't actually do manager of the month every month. So it's even harder, isn't it?
It does make it harder.
Even harder.
And thirdly, Toblerone refused to acknowledge our existence.
Oh, no matter what we do, we literally couldn't do more.
Well, we keep saying that. They do tweet us every other day saying, hi, thanks, guys. Have some Toblerones.
Yeah,
we keep them all. We don't give them to our fucking listeners. I've started throwing them in the bin. I don't even want them.
But yeah, third place manager month, 225 points for the month, 100 point week this week is Bob Johnson, who almost he's disqualified almost for calling his team Bob's team.
The BJs.
The BJs, exactly. Yeah. At least make it slightly more interesting. Don't second place, Richard Kasmala, the Kasmala 11.
He's second
for whole manager of the month, which is how he's got top 10, 227. And first place manager of the month, 232 points of the month, is Matt Roberts, Matty's Magician.
Wow.
Some truly terrible names in there.
Matty's Magicians, wow.
Like, one's put team after his name, one's put 11 after his name, and the other one's just put Matty's Magician.
Matty's Magicians, wow. Where's he sitting in the league?
I don't know. I only know his monthly position. That's on you, that, mate.
Yeah, I think three terrible team names, and they owe us a Toblerone.
Yeah.
I think we're one Toblerone up.
One Toblerone up.
Yeah. So we'll get a PO box. Send us a Toblerone, you bastards. But yeah, obviously in part two, we're going to go through your tweets and really get into sort of FPL questions from you, going through some tweets that are genuinely quite insightful, generally quite good, and then the more ridiculous ones. Hmm. In the third part, we're going to go through the fixtures and some what we're going to be doing to our teams for the next game week. And Ash has promised us a doozy of a quiz in Tom versus Craig, which the comeback is on. It's 8-5.
But yeah, we're going to be them little boots, son.
I genuinely am a bit worried, to be honest. I'm starting to know how it feels like to be you for this, because you're normally fine. But yeah, all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gamma Night. Hello and welcome back to the Gabba Tape Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. I forgot to put award nominated in again. I thought I'd try and stick it in.
I think it goes without saying, buddy. Everyone assumes that we've been nominated for a fair few awards.
Yeah, the celebrity's favourite podcast. That's what it's known
as. Yeah, because we did once get a tweet off Cheryl Baker. That's what you mean, yeah?
Yeah,
that's true.
She said, I've been making my mind up and I've decided that you're the best, guys.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get another pun. I thought you were going to get a Bucks Fizz one.
I don't know any other, just making your mind up.
No, but she did present...
Record Breakers.
With...
It is probably a... Roy Castle. I've got a very good Roy Castle joke. Although I can't say it now because I've just given away the punchline.
by saying Roy Castle. But
you're not doing that material anymore anyway, so definitely it doesn't matter. So not. They'll never hear it. It's all right. But yeah, it's part two where we go through some of your tweets, questions about fantasy football, the game week coming up, the game week just gone. Try to answer them. Ash tries to give some genuine insight. Tom and I try to pretend that we know what's going on, because I want to get on page one so we can start giving insight, Tom.
Yeah.
We should do that.
That hasn't stopped you before, lads.
No. Yeah. And to be fair, you've got some sort of credentials, Craig, because you've done quite well in the past, haven't you? You did well
that's
in there.
That's true. I actually came top out of us three last year, didn't I?
And yeah, last season and in the Euros before then.
Yeah. But yeah. You finished in 3 points ahead of me last year after I took a 4-point deduction in the last game. Wasn't annoying at all.
We all took 4-point deductions, mate.
Yeah.
Throughout the season.
Yeah, so we're doing it regularly.
I've thrown a kettle over a pub. What have you done? So we are going to go through your tweets in a little section that Tom on his own likes to call
Tweet Life. It's the only life I know. Tweet Life.
I always want to look up the rest of that song because I'm really getting to singing that bit.
It's like it's the same as the one from before, except for.
What was the other bit there?
Oh, that was.
I can't remember.
Tweet like chocolate.
No.
What was the first
tweet? Tweet for my tweet.
What was the.
Don't ask me.
Is that actually how the song goes?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it always ended up being a bit of a Vic Reeves version of it.
Yeah.
Totally not off topic at all. No.
Yeah, I know. Vic Reeves, that's a good tenuous link for us.
Yeah. Talking about the name of the thing you're supposed to be talking about isn't off topic. It's literally on topic.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's terrible broadcasting, but it's on topic.
It's awful. It's awful.
It really is. But yeah, so we never claim to be professional, and that's why we came back empty-handed from the Football Blogging Awards. Correct. But we're not bitter. It's all right. Yeah. But yeah, we have had plenty of tweets from some new tweeters, some old tweeters alike, with some questions, good questions, bits and bobs. Tom is going to give us the best of what we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, babe. We got a tweet from, let's start with a new one. We got, I believe this is a new tweeter, Sushant.
We just talked about him, he's a top 10 player. He tweets a lot, but I don't think we've read out one of his questions.
Oh, really? Did we just talk about him?
Yeah, he's top 10, Sushant Garg.
Was I in?
Yeah.
Wasn't he in the top 10?
Do you just do like your own secret segment? Yeah. Do you do your own secret segment where you just talk just talk behind my back?
That's in that little break, we record the outtake show.
Is that what you're doing?
The Gaffer Tape's Big Mouth. And then we talked about it in there.
Craig would be good at hosting Big Brother's Big Mouth.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Thanks, mate.
Is that still a thing?
You reckon I'd be good at the spin-off shit channel sideshow?
Yeah, I think you dress well. You dress like a Hollyoaks presenter. I mean, you look like a T4 kind of guy. Hey guys, next up is Hollyoaks.
I'm a presenter, not a paedophile. What was that? That was a really bizarre voice.
Can't you do I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Now.
But I want to go back in there because it's a jungle.
Yeah.
Or is there this show already exists?
I'm 32 nearly. I'm too old to be a T4 presenter, Thomas.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What was
it doesn't exist.
What was the T4 show you were on?
I wasn't on a T4
show. T4.
What was it?
Channel 4.
What was it?
All right, come on guys, we're getting too off topic.
Now. What was the show? Coach Trip. No, not that. There's a clip of him on a roller coaster or something.
That wasn't T4. That was with the T4 presenter.
What is this?
We're going way off topic.
It's amazing. Look, we're trying to bury it.
How long have I,
it's an amazing
I've been
Craig
like 4 years. I've never known that. Why is that?
We've got one video on YouTube.
Yeah,
and it's Craig.
I'll tweet you it.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's on T4 giving it all this, and then he gets fired out of a cannon or something.
That's outrageous.
Really? Have I not seen this? Sounds like one of the sort of dreams I'd have.
Anyway, listen. Somewhere in a bath, Sushant Garg is gagging for his
He's sat there. He's sat there going, are you going to read it out?
Gripped his penis tightly, waiting.
Sushant20, he said, with so many mids injured, what do you think is the best four-man midfield for our teams? And he's done hashtag Hazard Coutinho KDB Ozil, all as one hashtag. And then he went, am I wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
But for me, Ash?
Hazard, Coutinho, KDB and Ozil. Definitely Hazard. Who the fuck's got Hazard still?
People have it in their head where they think the old, but they need to win. Like, you know, people who bet on football and they'll go, yeah, Arsenal need a win. Well, Arsenal needed a win against Norwich. They needed a win against West Brom.
Yeah.
You can't base stuff on what should happen. Nothing, the only ammunition you've got in either betting or FPL is stats, form, how they performed. Yeah. And someone tweeted the other day, Hazard's got something like 2 missed penalties and 1 assist in his last 12 games, 13 games, something stupid. Like, nothing about Hazard should be wanting him in your team right now, I don't think.
No, that's, yeah, I mean, Hazard, get him out. I mean, Coutinho is has started sort of scoring under Klopp, scoring points. KDB, I mean, you know, we said take him out last time and he then scores. Ozil is the man to have, but I mean, whichever way you look at it, Hazard, out of those 4 that he's listed, no way.
No, I wouldn't have any Chelsea midfielders in that form.
Barkley,
I
mean, if you want my
advice, Barkley's had a great couple of weeks.
He's had a couple of amazing weeks. He saved my arse.
You still have Mahrez ahead of Hazard and just hope that
That's the thing, yeah, Mahrez. I mean, he's the most informed midfielder. Him and Ozil.
The problem with Hazard is he might score some points, like he might have a good week.
Yeah.
But he's no more likely than Mahrez, and he's double the cost. He's double the cost of Barkley, who's pretty much
how much is Hazard?
It's like 12 and a half.
I bet he's got absolutely maybe? No. I mean, who's still got him?
I don't know.
Picked percentage has got to be really low.
Yeah, and then you look at other people like Coutinho, 28. Lanzini, I was saying, is 5.4 million. So he's got to be a bet. I guess it's if you've got so much money that you've got it to burn, you could buy Hazard and put him on your bench.
Yeah, but why? Like, I've got that money, but why would you do it?
Well, if you had the money left over, it'd be somewhat good for your bench, because then when they do pick up form, I guess he'd increase in value. But I mean, that's a bit of a mental strategy.
But Hazard's price has dropped, actually. He's 10.9 million.
How is he?
Now. Yeah, he's selected by 15.3%, but you've got to take into account the people who start the game and then stop playing.
15.2% of those, yeah.
Yeah, some of them will be, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a lot of them. But it'd be one of those where, you know, maybe not Sushank, because he's clearly a sensible guy, but if Hazard now scores a goal and gets an assist this week, we'll no doubt get loads of tweets going, you said he shouldn't get him, or you said I shouldn't have him, but you'd still be wrong to have him. It's one of those where you can't be wrong.
Exactly,
His last points are... let's have a look. His last 6 games run 3-3-2-1-2-1. Like that's shit. So if you've had him all those six weeks, even if he scores a hat trick this week, he hasn't repaid you for the value over the last 6 weeks. So there's zero argument, I don't think, unless Ash can correct me, for him to have him in your team whatsoever.
Yeah, whereas you look at Ozil when his last few weeks are like 8, 10, 12, 8.
Yeah.
You
know what
I mean? Even Barkley's like reads like that. His scores in the last 2 weeks, I mean, granted before that he's dropped, but his last 2 weeks are 13 and 19. He's just outperformed his whole season pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I can't say it. If Chelsea looked good, if they're one of the teams where, you know, sometimes you watch a team and they look good and it's just like, oh, they're super unlucky.
Yeah.
Lucky. But they don't, that's not it, is it? So if that happened, if they played Bournemouth and kill them, then yeah, okay, fair enough. But otherwise, what's the point?
Well, if they kill him, I mean, there's probably going to be some kind of inquest. I doubt there's literally no winners in that circumstance, if that happens.
Now, Tom, you're exaggerating. We don't like that on this podcast.
I would take a plump on either, like, whichever team you fancy to do well in this period, plump a second midfielder from there. So whether that be Sterling or whether that be a fit Sanchez, obviously he's not. Or like Ash tipped last week, Deulofeu. Put Deulofeu in. He's going to get you... They've got a great run. He's going to get you more points. I bet you Deulofeu gets more points than Hazard does in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Who is... Yeah, there's not even anybody cheap from Chelsea's midfield that you could throw just in case they suddenly do well.
No, the only cheap midfielders you get at Chelsea are people like Matic. But obviously, because of his... He's 4.7 million, which is unbelievably cheap for a guy who's actually very good, but that he doesn't get many points because of the position he plays.
No. I'd wait till they actually turn it around. Like, once you turn it around, that's like brilliant. Like, even if he's not scoring, even if he hasn't got many points in a couple of weeks, if they're firing in all cylinders, it's going to happen. But otherwise...
If you're so desperate for a Chelsea midfielder, get Willian. He's 6.9 million and he takes free kicks.
I get this guy tweeted in. He probably was just like, oh yeah, maybe hasn't, maybe not. I'll see what they think about the rest of it. Should I put him in? Maybe not. Then he just gets torn to shreds by us.
Yeah. I think Sushant has asked a question and he's got a very comprehensive answer there.
He has.
Do you know what I mean?
We're checking his team. He's got Hazard in it next week.
So there you go.
Ashanti.
I was going to say that. Ashanti featuring Ja Rule. It's going to be what I was going to say. I don't know if anyone will get it, but obviously you did, Craig. Good lad.
I would.
We also got a tweet from Nino at Nenig7.
I reckon that's Nini G.
Nini G, baby. Nini G7. Yeah. He said, could you mention on the podcast whether you think it's worth keeping Aguero with his doubt? I'm assuming he means the fact that he's a doubt to play, not that he's having some personal doubts. Maybe he's not quite sure about...
He's having a religious crisis.
Yeah. He's having some existential worries.
or get rid for the brackets Hurry, close brackets Kane. A lot of issues with that tweet, let's be honest, but I think the essential thing that he's saying is it worth, you know, sticking with Aguero, even though he's a bit of a yellow, he's gone a bit yellow, isn't he? Or, you know, get rid of him for Kane. I don't know if it's worth jumping on the Kane bandwagon now, because I think it might have maybe just passed. I'm not sure, though. I did look at Spurs, because obviously he scored me 1 point last week, Kane. And I did look at their upcoming fixtures, and they've got a couple of sort of decent fixtures, so I might hold on to him for a bit. But, I mean, Ash, what do you reckon? Aguero?
Yeah, it's one for Ash, because he's in this exact situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I've got to go. I would probably, I think probably the both of them. I'm not sure if there's a, it's too many better, that's a lot of money, isn't it? Because, like, Vardy, Aguero and Kane is probably the best strike force. But the same with Aguero, it's like you're waiting, you're doing what I always do. The one problem I have on this is, you know, I'm always backing, especially in the World Cup, remember I kept backing people who I wanted to be good.
Mm.
Like people who I thought, oh yeah, I've seen them, this guy's really good, he's going to show everybody. It's the same with Aguero, you're saying, this guy, I believe in him, he's going to turn it around. Whereas you could just wait till he has turned it around and then buy him. Like you miss out on the 1 week of him maybe getting like 14 points, but then you don't have to suffer through 4 weeks of him doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Whereas Hurricane is already scoring points. So yeah, actually, like I wouldn't necessarily get rid of Aguero. I wouldn't say it's like a surefire thing, but...
I mean, it was always in my head that when, you know, when I use my triple captain, it will be on Aguero when City have got their double game week and they've got a couple of easy games. I've always had that in my head. But that might not be the case now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he is the guy to if he is the guy to have. I don't know if I'll ever be able to free up the money to get him, really.
I think you're going to say, I don't know if I'll be able to trust him again.
No.
In all honesty, I think Kane's probably, in the next few weeks, likely to score more than Aguero either way.
Yeah, he's got a decent run, I know. Yeah. Okay, nice. We'll have one more question. Geordie Wilson, our old mate, Geordie.
Oh, runner-up last season.
Runner-up last season. Needs a bit of advice because he's not having a belter this season. Alexis injury. Interesting. Swallow the bitter pill and bring back KDB. Target Coutinho, Barkley or even Hazard. Brackets fixture, so he's on that whole Hazard thing as well. He's saying, you know, should he bring back KDB?
Yeah,
Craig, this is one for you. This is perfect for you.
Has he not got any of those though? Is that he's saying what his midfield is?
Yeah, I think he's saying he hasn't got them, so he's going to bring one of them in for Sanchez.
Yeah, which one's he going to do? Does he swallow the bitter pill and bring back KDB, or target Coutinho, Barkley, or even Hazard?
Swapping Sanchez for Barkley. Just frees up so much money.
About $6 million he'll free up for that. I would do that, mate. Free up some money. Spread it round.
Yeah, especially if you've saved a transfer.
Yeah.
You can pretty much restructure your whole team.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would definitely do that. Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'd say.
Because I just don't think if KDB, Coutinho or Hazard guaranteed you 6 or 7 more points than any other option every week, like Ozil is at the moment, then yeah, but they don't, do they? Not currently.
No.
There's no one guaranteeing that kind of consistent form.
Yeah, I think, like we've said a million times over the last few weeks, with Everton's sort of run, still 3 or 4 very, very, very winnable games. I'd say Barkley, he's on absolute form. Do that, get a bit of money, and then, you know, see what you can do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Treat yourself, mate.
I forgot to mention is last week when you guys were on the Leicester are definitely going to lose all the rest of their games for the rest of the season. Vardy.
Excuse me, that was him. Did he say that?
No, what I said was they aren't going to win all those games, and they've already dropped 2 points.
Correct.
That is not. It's not what you implied.
He said all day.
I implied that the Leicester gravy train was going to come to an end, and they'd start dropping points.
Mm.
So far, they dropped 2.
Correct.
So
yeah,
we'll see.
Mm.
Mm. And I kept Vardy anyway, just so I could win both ways.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
We've got a tweet from Jack Saunders. He said, discuss stat of the week. Russia have banned clubs from signing any Turkish players. Hashtag too far. Now, I don't know if that is real. Sounds like something bloody Putin would be up to, knowing him.
Is he?
I don't know if that's just a little joke from Jack there.
Is he trying to get political on us? Because he knows, you know, he surely knows that's not really our bag.
Speak for yourself, mate. I'm quite the satirist.
It's no, it's legit. It's true. I'm just
is it?
Surprised.
Fuck about
yeah.
Shit.
They can't eat Turkish delight either.
No.
don't know what they're going to be eating at Christmas. Guys! Guys! Probably goose. So I don't know. I don't know. Well, I mean, that's mental. If that's true, that's absolutely mental. But then, I mean, name five good Turkish footballers ever. Go.
Hakan Saş.
Don't just Hakan, say words.
Hakan Şükür.
Yeah.
Rekber Rüştü.
I think Ash is Googling them as you're saying them to see if they're real. No, that's number 85 on the Turkish menu.
They're real.
Good. Yeah. Davos Suka?
Croatian.
Croatian. Good.
Good. Jafar.
Jafar. And Aladdin. Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. I've been spoiled.
Well, I mean, thoughts on that? Putin. God, get him out of the bloody White House. Seriously, he should not be. Shouldn't be in charge, that guy. And then last two tweets, we've got some very good tweets that made us laugh this week. We've got one from Adam Hepp at Heppy9293. When we asked for some any questions, he said, "Killed any animals this week, murderer?" So that is that's a callback to
that was for you.
That was that obviously one. For me. Unless either of you have sort of killed any animals over the last week.
No,
did you get really angry and strangle Forrest the dog, the Gaffer's mascot? No. Yeah, you put your fucking foot in Tom's mouth ever again.
Every day I stroke him and go, good one.
Good lad, try and do it again. That's why I've still got a cough. So obviously that's a callback to last week when I said about, running over the pheasant. It's not something that I...
wasn't a pheasant experience.
It wasn't a pheasant experience at all. although I did mention it to a bloke at work. And he went, "Oh, don't worry about that, I'll fucking hit everything. I name it, I've killed it." So didn't delve into that too much. He said he worked there. I don't know.
And wife as well, ominously.
Yeah, exactly. Very strange, very strange. And then the final tweet that I'm going to read out is from my_name_is_Dan.
He's the guy who always tweets us from the bath.
He's the guy who tweets us from the bath, is he?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So he tweeted us and said, now this is a pretty good question for you two to answer. He said, "If the manager of your team was an aminal..."
Was a what?
An aminal.
An aminal. He's a four-year-old.
An aminal. "What would they taste like in a seeded bun with lettuce and ketchup? Komen equals honey."
So he's saying for some reason Ronald Koeman is honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, do you want to answer that first, Ash? Or
Yeah, well, I thought there's some obvious ones, isn't there? I think Mourinho... be sort of quite lemony, like a nice bitter sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Allardyce would taste of lard.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Probably.
Wenger, I'm seeing onions.
That is xenophobic.
Yeah.
Or like a nice pate.
That's just positive xenophobia.
Yeah. A lovely pate. An oniony pate.
I think what did he say it had in it? It was the sesame bun with...
Oh, what would it taste like in a sesame bun? In a seeded bun.
With what? Because he said lettuce and mayo.
Oh, sorry, with lettuce and ketchup, yeah.
So I think...
it's going to taste marginally at some point like a seeded bun with lettuce and ketchup.
Because I think if it was the Man United manager, obviously the ketchup would be out of there.
Yeah.
And they'd replace it with some cucumber. Just take all the taste out of it.
Yeah.
And it'd be,
Oh, I wouldn't like to be him right now. Oh, slam.
Burn.
Shots fired. What's the manager of Hearts, Craig? What's he called?
Oh, there we go. He's called Robbie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a 34-year-old wizard.
Oh, young. Young. What's he then? Like a lovely bit of spring lamb?
Yeah. He tastes like Fizz Whiz.
Yeah, cola bottles.
I don't want to encourage this level of...
No, I like stuff like this. I like
lunacy.
Stuff like
I know
this.
You do. And this will entertain you for hours at work when you're doing nothing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, thanks for that, Dan. My_name_is_Dan. That was my favourite tweet. Tweet of the week!
Well, I'll read one quick. I'll go to the end of part two just to interrupt your bananas in pyjamas.
Sorry, yeah. We had a
tweet from Stimmers.
Oh yeah, I recognise that guy.
It doesn't an episode if we don't name Stimmers. He said it will just be the 91 points for me this week then, lads. And then tweeted star _ gets on motorbike _ runs over pheasant _ big cat.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, and then Evan Brady tried to get some beef and said, "How do you say FU in English? #beef stroganoff." So there was So they were. Wow. Those two are really trying to hype up that beat. Which is
Did anything else happen after that, or that was it?
That was it for now.
Okay. Well, that's it. You know, at the end of the day, when Tupac released Hit 'Em Up, you know, Biggie didn't come back with anything for a while. So
he waited. And this is transatlantic beef.
This is transatlantic beef.
They should be careful though, because if you notice, any time some beef starts on the podcast, anytime anybody picks up a rival, two people are near each other in the league.
Yeah.
By the next week, they're 80 points apart.
Yes.
So this week, one of them's going to fire up and one down the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Stim Dog's on
Brady
on the rise. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there was some good tweets actually. So yeah. So feel free to tweet us anything. It could be about football if you like.
I mean, it can be. I picked three, you know, football related questions, and then, you know, one that was
sandwich.
One that was sandwich related, essentially.
Yeah. But tweet us at the Gaffer Tape. And as always, we had loads and loads of tweets tweeting us your balls, your teams, #balls before the deadline, which is good because you all kind of got involved in that with each other. You can also email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We get a lot of good questions there for people who don't really use Twitter. So follow us at the Gaffer Tape and tweet us, and Tom will pick out. So basically, it's got to be insightful or ridiculous for Tom to notice it by the looks of things.
Yeah, and also you can still join the league, guys. With the pin 142-755-38788.
Perfect.
Still join. Bring your points over if you're not part of the league yet.
Very smooth of us. So that was almost professional. So in part three, we're going to look at the fixtures that are coming up in the next game week, and maybe any plans for what we're going to do to our team to salvage pretty average weeks all round for us. And we're also going to have the latest round in Ash's quiz for Tom versus Craig. As Tom tries to claw back some points, which he has done. He's two in a row. Can he make it three? We're going to find out all of that in part three of the Gaffer Tape. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tape Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We've spoken a lot about football, which is weird for us.
We just said that. There's been a lot of football talk, a lot of stats.
What's going on?
Well, to be fair, it's been quite a long episode so far. So maybe we've just talked about a lot about football, but because we've spent half an hour talking about Toblerone.
A good point.
Yeah.
So this last segment, we're just only going to talk about... there was a sighting of a very large feline in Northumberland recently.
No, we won't. For the big cat listeners amongst you, we won't be. But we are going to go straight into the quiz, Ash's quiz, Tom versus Craig. Tom won last week again. Okay. He won a Football Manager themed quiz the week before. Mm. Last week, what was it last week?
It was pointless.
Oh, it's pointless.
It was pointless.
I mean, it's pointless every week, guys. Let's be honest. But it was... No,
we had a round of pointless, which Tom won again to make it 8-5.
Yeah. I'm not messing around now, mate. I've changed. I'm going to be a bloody father, Craig. 8-4, I've had to up my game 4. In life.
Andy got him 2 points. Tom got himself 2 points.
Well, don't mention the fact is that I've got 4 points.
We're on 8-4, yeah. Going into Ash's quiz, which is told. Normally, we get like a brief, just off air, we get like a rough, this might be what it's about. Tonight, nothing.
He went, it's... easy. It's actually not easy, and that was all we got. So
I'm a bit worried this quiz might be too easy.
Oh, that's fine. Easy's great. Easy's good for me.
Okay, so the name of the quiz, if someone can repeat this in a sarcastic voice, the name of the quiz is, yes, that's the whole point of the quiz.
Yes, that's the whole point of the quiz.
Okay, exactly. That's the name of it. Okay, so first question. You have to get the answer that I have written down on my phone. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
What is it? Well, hang on.
Context is it? Is it a quiz? Just a question?
It's just a question.
Oh, okay. So it's just a simple Q&A.
Yeah. Just asking how the celebrities felt on the jump. You're not explaining anything. Like, we just... So is it whoever gets it first?
No. Just like normal. Okay. Question.
Right. I think we'll get...
I'm very unsettled, Ash. I'm very unsettled.
I don't like change.
All right. Okay. The only thing is, it's 1 point. So if you get 2 points for the first question, because it's the hardest one.
Oh, fucking hell. Right. Okay.
Where do Manchester United play their home games?
Oh, see this? I don't... Right.
The fear.
Yeah, what? Because it's obviously not just the answer, is it?
It can't be. The fact that you said you'll get 2 points because it's so hard. So it's
well,
not
I'm picturing it at this your football level, Tom.
Oh, God, I don't know what's happening.
He know, yeah, but he's tricky, isn't he? Craig's quite tricky, so he might...
All right. It's gonna is it one of those quizzes where it's going to take us a little while to get what's going on?
Oh, I think you'll get it straight away. That's, yeah. Well, what's your answer then, Craig?
I've written, in a sarcastic tone, Manchester.
Oh, well, I've written Old Trafford.
You put Manchester as your answer, Craig?
Yeah, I didn't trust you.
So what are you saying is the name of it? Just Manchester?
You said where do Manchester United play their home games?
Oh, I see. Okay.
I said Manchester.
That's incorrect.
Old Trafford.
It's not.
And I said you've got to have what I've written down here.
Yeah.
Technicality. So that's wrong. And although you're close, and you're definitely wrong.
Right, okay.
So now the question is, if I tell you the answer, you might get the theme, or I could just not tell you it and you'll never get the theme.
Well, then we'll both end up zero and we'll both be very frustrated and I'll end up with a broken laptop.
Did I not say at the start of this, Craig will not like this, he'll get very frustrated, or he'll get all the answers right.
Okay,
so the answer was the Etihad. Question two. What colour...
I'm shaking my head.
What colour is Liverpool's home kit?
Ooh. Okay, so, well...
Ooh, okay.
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 This is what it's like. It's like an episode of Lost, this.
Craig?
Anything to get Dominic Monaghan
in,
wasn't it?
Oh, so I forgot he was in that. Yeah. Hi, Tom. Right.
At Tom goes first this time.
Oh, well, I wrote blue.
Craig?
Well, I thought you... Your first instinct is to go with Everton's, but that's not the opposite. The opposite is their away kit, which is white.
1-0 to Tom.
Oh, fuck off. Why?
Sorry, I've got written down here. Wait a minute. Say the name of the quiz.
Oh, fuck. I forgot what was it called?
That's the whole point of the quiz.
That's the whole point of the
in
quiz.
In answer to Tom.
Okay.
This is a subjective quiz. This is where... It's like when children...
No, there's a science to it, and I've worked out what the science is, Craig.
At the end, there's a formula to the answers. Okay. Who is Lazio's most capped player? By capped, I mean highest appearance.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Told this was easy.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
This is mental. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you who it actually is. So, the opposite.
Oh, do we all just write our favourite type of cheese and we get a point for that? Is that what's happening?
Well, he's already... I told you he'd get petulant when he started losing.
Brie.
Classic. That. If he'd figured it out, the first one, he'd be like, come on, Tom, hurry up.
Halloumi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it like I'm in the fucking
yeah,
Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Come on, Tom, hurry up. We've got an adventure.
I mean, fired out of a cannon soon.
Okay, so, I mean, I haven't got anything. Oh, do you know what I've written? I've written Paul Ince.
I've written Totti.
1-1.
How? How have I got a point?
Okay, what is Sheffield Wednesday's nickname?
So, what...
Yeah, what is Sheffield Wednesday's nickname?
Well, I do know the answer, but that's obviously not, so it's gone.
Yeah, I've got an answer.
Craig's just processing. Oh, it's right...
I'm saying Owls. Because that is there.
I've gone with the Blades.
2-1 to Craig.
Oh, because it's in. Right.
I feel like I'm analysing World War One poetry again. I don't get any of it. And maybe they just...
Oh, no, I do now.
Okay. Messi plays for which team?
Right.
But also, I don't know.
to be honest, mate, I'm not convinced I get it completely because some of that logic hasn't applied to the previous ones.
What have you got?
I've just got Real Madrid.
Yeah, I've got Real Madrid.
Barcelona?
I don't know what's happening. I actually don't know now. I thought I had it.
Okay, how about this one? Arsenal's rivals, Spurs, play at which ground?
Arsenal's rivals, Spurs, play at which ground?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
But I've put the Emirates.
I've put White Hart Lane.
The Emirates.
Too old.
I thought it might be the way he was wording the question.
You'll get there by the end.
It's like one of these. It's like that game you play at Christmas, isn't it?
Okay. It depends. So I'm currently filling up the bath to drop a fucking toaster in.
How many times have Aston Villa played at Villa Park this season?
Oh, God.
It's close. It's 2-2.
Don't try and encourage us with futile scores.
Okay. Has
Craig got an answer yet?
I've got an answer, yeah.
What is it?
I've gone for 0.
Yeah, that's what I've got. None.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Me neither. I just know he's a dickhead.
All I know is it's 3-all. It's bloody close.
I can't get tense because I don't know what's happening.
I'm getting quite tense.
Come on, work it out. Right. Who won the last Ballon d'Or?
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Tom's answer is mental. Although, I suppose in the context of the quiz, fair enough.
Tom's answer's mental?
Yeah. What have you written?
Well, I wrote Neymar. I don't know. Might be this time.
I've written Cristiano Ronaldo.
Messi.
I don't know.
That wasn't even a trick question, that one. Where do Inter Milan play their home games?
Oh, fucking hell. That's...
Oh, do you know...
I've got an answer.
Yeah.
I've got a San Siro.
Yeah, that's what I've got, San Siro.
4-all.
I don't know what's going on. I just know I've got an erection. I just don't know why.
Okay.
Is this the last question?
No, it's not. Okay. Here we will speed it up.
Okay.
Okay. Who are Juventus' local rivals?
Okay. Got it.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
If you figure out the formula of these questions, super easy.
Right. But we haven't. We haven't, Ash.
Okay. I know, yeah.
Go on then.
Lazio.
Yeah, Lazio. Oh.
No, Juventus.
Okay.
Juventus' local rivals, Torino, play at which ground?
Oh, for love of God.
I don't know the answer either way.
You're doing quite well, considering you haven't figured it out yet.
Neither of us have figured it out. Right, I've got one. I've said the Stadio Olimpico.
I haven't even written an answer.
Juventus Stadium.
Okay.
Makes sense.
For that as well.
Yeah. Okay. Harry Kane plays for which team?
Oh, for the fuck's sake.
Right.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Tottenham.
Ah, come on!
you know how the internet goes ablaze with, Neil versus Real? I think we found a new ultimate quiz.
Because there will be people at home that have figured it out and will be like...
No one
so
would have got this
easy.
Far, Ash. They'd have turned it off ages ago.
That doesn't matter, does it?
No, there's no way. This will be the most listened to thing because they want to get to the end and go, right, what the fuck is... What
I want to get to the end of my life.
It's like at the end of Lost. You really wanted to know what's...
Who's Tottenham's top goal scorer this season?
Okay. Right.
Jesus Christ. All right, fair enough. I was originally when I did this. I wasn't going to tell you the answer because I thought it'd be too easy. I did.
I think I might have it.
Ah.
Tom, what have you got?
Oh, I put Sanchez.
Harry Kane.
Giroud.
Oh, and I nearly put Giroud as well. I nearly put Giroud.
Right, okay.
Okay. Who won the FIFA Ballon d'Or last?
Oh, no, I don't have it.
Ronaldo.
Messi.
Ronaldo.
He doesn't know why.
I don't know why.
Okay, last question then.
Last question. Oh, come on, T-Dog.
He's 5-4 winning. You're up, aren't you?
I'm 5-4 up, yeah.
Which team is Sam Allardyce manager of?
I've got an answer.
I'm just trying to guess what your answer is. I'm not even trying to think about what the answer is because it's irrelevant. I just need a different answer to you. Right. What have you written, Tom?
Newcastle.
Out of nowhere, you've written Newcastle.
Well, what have you written? Is he changing his answer?
I've written West Ham.
I wrote West Ham originally, and then I changed it to Newcastle because I thought, well, it's Sunderland, isn't it? It's the opposite. Is it?
The answer is Sunderland.
Okay. So I won 5-4.
He did win 5-4.
Right. Well,
there's
that's
no
amazing.
Here.
There it is. Hey, Tom won it. I told you this would happen. If he'd won, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Right.
It
I have literally no idea what just happened.
Right. Okay.
I think you might get sued by Ofcom just for that.
Right. The questions were super easy. If you figured it out, in fairness, which you've got very close to doing, it's super easy. Apart from one little thing I put in there to try and make it a little bit harder, the Ballon d'Or thing was a little bit to throw you off. The first one was who won the Ballon d'Or last? Who won the last Ballon d'Or? Which was Messi, because they renamed it to the FIFA Ballon d'Or, a different thing. They're two different things, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Ronaldo won that. But the whole rest of the competition, I wrote the questions, and then I just did a find and replace on their team's name with the name of their rival. So if you read the questions back...
Right.
They're like...
Well, I thought I got that. No, I thought I got that.
But it has
but
to have the name of the team in the question.
It has to have the name of the team in the question.
Otherwise, it's answered like... Right. Where do
well,
Manchester
I thought
City,
I had but, that. Yeah. I thought I had that. I thought I had the name of the team in the question.
Yeah, oh, really?
Then there was one that was there. Yeah, but then there was one that threw me off completely. Then
It was Tottenham Harry Kane one, I think. Probably.
Yeah, because that doesn't have their name. It was like, which team does Harry Kane plays for which team? I think, Craig, I think you got it, but you just got it too late. They actually, the questions like that just dried up.
I thought I had it. So I was going opposites the whole way, but obviously they weren't all opposites. That's why I scored sort of every other point or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I genuinely never ever before have I forgot we're on air more than that.
That's the plus side is no one's listening.
Yeah, like, possibly. No, definitely. They've all listened to the end of that.
Yeah,
they haven't.
They definitely have.
That somebody has got 15 out of 15.
8-5.
You remember 8-5. Really famously when in Dallas they got in trouble because at the end of it all it was a dream.
Bobby Ewing's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
this. This was all Bobby Ewing's dream.
This was our Bobby Ewing.
Yeah.
Right here.
And we get to the end of the last week and we go, no, actually, all the quizzes are invalid.
Yeah. Tom wins. Well, it's 8-5, guys. That's the main point that we're all going to take home from this. Is it's 8-5. T-Dog has won the last three in a row. Might start changing my name to Iceman or something.
No, you wouldn't go that far against yourself.
No, isn't it?
On the plus side, big fans of Neil versus Real, which yeah. I managed to actually transform into a proper quiz.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's no way of doing this. Now you know how it works, so we can never play that again. Well,
okay.
That makes Neil versus Real look like University Challenge.
So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. And let us know what you thought of the quiz. If you got it, there probably was some people out there that got it. Stim Dog's going to tweet us and say, I got it from the start.
Don't doubt that there's people more intelligent than you and I or listening. That's like given.
Yeah. But well, don't lump me in the same group as you, mate. I won. That's what I'm saying, baby. 8-5. 8-5.
That was frustrating. I don't know what to do right now. I feel like.
It was
every week when he loses, no matter what it is.
Yeah, this is a myth. I'm not a bad loser.
Yeah. Ah, you are.
You forget we can see you tugging at your testicles in frustration.
You're a very bad loser, Craig. Which, in fairness, you're very good at quizzes.
He's actually good at quizzes.
You still one week did beat James when he was answering questions like, you support Derby, what is the name of the team you support? And you were answering questions about second division Japanese football.
Yeah.
So I can see why you would get frustrated.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's where I go to meet girls. Japanese second division games.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's pretty much all we've got time for, that ending. What an ending. But do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, like Tom said, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Not just about Ash's quiz, but about anything really coming up. Obviously, the fixture list coming up this week. We'll have a quick, just quickly, have you decided who your captain is going to be?
Yeah, I did on Monday, mate. Ozil, because Arsenal have Sunderland at home, so Ozil captain this week.
Yeah, I think mine's looking very much Ozil-y
100%
as well,
mate,
to be honest. It's either Ozil or Lukaku every week.
I think I'll go Ozil though. Ash,
I haven't looked at it, but I'm going to go Ozil. As you guys are, I spent the whole week writing stupid quizzes.
Yeah.
We're all aboard the Ozil. All aboard the Ozil train. Yeah, we'll tweet our teams out there again for the deadline. Remember, like last week, if there's early kickoff. Well, there's an early kickoff this week. This week, the deadline was at 2 p.m., so don't get caught out by that. It's obviously earlier this week. Because
is there ever going to be a Friday game?
There wasn't.
I thought it'd been someone tweeted us saying it's been sacked off for this season now or something.
Oh, was it? Oh. Oh, so they just did the one.
I think they amended it. It's like to be taking place next season, if at all, I think.
Oh, brilliant. They did it before once, didn't they? Well, they had it for a season, and then when ITV were doing the coverage, wasn't it?
Some of our listeners with like more informed jobs than us tell us these sorts of things, like Stimmers, who's at Sky and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So they let us know. But yeah, tweet us the teams and tweet. Make sure you get in before it's a earlier deadline this week because there's a morning kickoff on Saturday. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. But that's all about we've got time for, isn't it? One of you boys can say bye. I always say it.
Yeah, farewell. Farewell, 8-5. Farewell.
Just the 8-5. But yeah, that's all we got time for. So it's a bye from us. So thank you very much and goodbye.